Welcome to the Irresistible You podcast. This is the place to get a dose of empowerment to create the life you crave and deserve. I'm your host, Amy Beltran, CEO and founder of Irresistible University. Through my podcast and my signature coaching program, I teach women just like you how to ditch the body image issues, gain confidence, and lose the emotional weight to look and feel irresistible at any size. If you like the podcast, then you're going to love my group coaching program. If you want to learn more about it, including the investment cost, what's included, get real client testimonials, and to sign up and enroll, please head over to irresistibleicing.com/course. That link is also in the show notes. Hello there, and welcome to episode 154 of the Irresistible You podcast. Today, guys, I am talking about how to create realistic priorities for weight loss. This is what I want you to think about. We are in the month of April 2022. If you are listening to this in real time, it is the first week of April 2022. And I want you to think about how fast January, February, and March, all of Q1, has completely flown by. If you're anything like me, it feels like the time is speeding up the faster I get. And I know that that's not actually a thing, but it feels like it's a thing. And I think a lot of it has to just do with the more responsibilities and obligations and things that get put on your plate, it feels to me like that is what speeds up time, or at least feels like it's speeding up the time, because we all know time is not speeding up. It just is what it is. And so what we hear so often, and the things that we tell ourselves, the lies that we tell ourselves, is I don't have time for weight loss right now. We'll say, you know, I'm in a really busy season of life. You know, I've got so much going on. The kids are in these activities. I've got these projects at work. I've got this thing I'm dealing with, you know, with family. And I've got these things behind the scenes. And I just don't have time for weight loss. And the thing is that we don't need to make time for weight loss. What we have to do is we have to prioritize the weight loss. We have to realistically prioritize what we want for ourselves. And when I say realistically prioritize, what I mean by that is taking a solid look, a real, truthful, hard look at what really is on your plate, so that you can start to create a plan that is going to fit into your current lifestyle. Because here is what you've always tried to do. What you have always tried to do is tell yourself, I'm so fat, I'm so gross, I got to lose this weight, I got to get this weight off, let me go find the fastest way to do it. And you go on the hunt and the prowl for the next big thing, the big diet, the fad, whatever. What is everybody doing this year? You know, one year it's keto, one year it's paleo, one year it's the Whole 30, one year it's, you know, whatever. You look for all these different fads. And you tell yourself, oh, I saw so-and-so, they lost 60 pounds, I'm going to do this, this is going to work for me. And you try to, essentially, what you try to do is squeeze that unrealistic plan into your life, and it's not a fit. It's like trying to put a circle into a square, right? It's not ever going to fit. And then you think there's something wrong with you. See, I told you I couldn't do this. You start the whole inner fat bitch dialogue of beating yourself up and shaming yourself and feeling guilty that you're not able to lose weight. But the reason is because you took something that was completely unrealistic and tried to make it work into your life without even trying to make it work. Like, what? What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is you didn't even consider that this thing, this diet that you selected, doesn't actually fit into your lifestyle. And when it comes to weight loss, that's when we will then go, well, see, I don't have time for this. It's too time consuming. The thing is, weight loss is not and should not be time consuming. Think about it. Every single day of your life, you wake up and you have to eat, right? For most of us, we have three meals a day, maybe some snacks in between. And since the time that you could eat solid food, you have been eating 3 to 5 times a day for your entire life. Whether you are eating a bunch of shit from McDonald's and fast food and things that you know are not in line with what you want, or whether you're eating things that make you feel good, that are healthy and clean, it takes the same amount of time to eat that food. So telling ourselves that we don't have time for weight loss is an excuse, and it is a way to self-sabotage what we really truly want for ourselves. And so what people do is when they pick these plans, they're not thinking about their life. They're not thinking about all of their responsibilities, all of their obligations, all of their things on their to-do list, or what season of life they're in. They're just picking something that on the surface looks like, oh, well, this is a thing. This is going to do it. This is going to be fast. This is going to be easy. And I'm going to put my head down, suffer my way through it, hustle my way through this diet, and I'm going to get to where I want to go. And then when I get to the other side being thin, then I'll figure everything else out. And I'll find out, you know, what really works for me. And everyone is doing it completely wrong because they don't know any better. Maybe you don't know any better because this is the way you've always done it. Because we're conditioned to just want it as fast as possible because we can't possibly live life. We can't possibly love ourselves. We can't possibly just be with ourselves at this current weight. So the only way to break free from that is to find the fastest, quickest, most, you know, asinine yo-yo diet to get you there. And what ends up happening is it doesn't work. And the reason why it doesn't work, it's not because you're broken. It's not because you don't know what to do. It's not because you're stupid. It's not because anything about you. It's about the fact that it just doesn't fit in your lifestyle because it wasn't meant to. And you didn't take the time to think about what is my everyday life actually like? So it's like, you know, if I'm a person who is on the road 5 out of 7 days a week, taking kids to school, going to work, picking people up, taking kids to activities, and I go and put it, and I go and create or start a diet that requires me to cook 3 homemade meals every single day, I'm gonna burn out, and I'm gonna burn out quickly because it's not real life. And somewhere along the way, you got it twisted because you create these rules, and we talk about all the time in the program how to break rules that you've created, but you've created these rules that it's like, well, I can't possibly lose weight if I eat out. And the truth of it is, yes, you can. You can do anything you want to do. You're not going to lose weight trying to fit this absurd lifestyle into your real lifestyle. That's never going to work because you're not making realistic priorities based on your lifestyle. And it's just, we don't sit down and take the time to plot out and plan our life. We just want it to be fast and easy, and we just want to get the weight off, and we don't want to think about it, and we don't want to be with ourselves. We don't want to sit with ourselves. And the only way to lose the weight is to learn how to sit with yourself, to learn how to be with yourself without a bunch of distractions, and to learn how to take a realistic view. It's like taking an audit, right? Taking a realistic audit of where are you in your life right now? And so, what I want to do is share with you that process and something that you can actually do to start getting more realistic about your food and the way that you're eating and the way that you're trying to approach weight loss. And when you approach weight loss, here's a couple things you got to think about. What you need to start doing is you need to stop approaching weight loss as a temporary solution to a long-term problem. Okay, you have to stop approaching weight loss as a temporary solution to a lifelong problem. If you have been overweight the majority of your life, you will not solve the problem in 6 weeks, in 6 months. And the second thing is you have to look at weight loss. You have to stop looking at weight loss as this, you know, goal that you have to reach in a short amount of time. And you have to start looking at weight loss as there is no deadline. There is no due date. And for a lot of you, you're sitting there clutching your pearls at the thought of, oh my God, I can't do that. Oh my God, I can't. Well, to be very blunt, how is that working for you now anyways? Because for so many of you that sit there and clutch your pearls about throwing a date out the window, throwing a timeline out the window, it's not like you're killing it with your weight loss goals anyway. So why not try to do this new approach? And here's what I mean by that, guys. You are going to have to be in maintenance for your weight loss the rest of your life. There is no such thing as you going on a fad diet, getting to your goal weight, and then going back to all your bullshit habits that got you overweight in the first place. That's another rule and another way of thinking that you have got to break. So what you have to do is you have to look at this as, what am I willing to do for the rest of my life? What am I willing to do for the rest of my life? Am I willing to cook 3 homemade meals a day for the rest of my life? Hail to the no for me. It's a hail no for me. Okay. I don't like cooking. I don't want to cook. And my lifestyle, it is not realistic for me to think I'm going to be in the kitchen, hustling in the kitchen 3 times a day for the rest of my life. It's just not going to happen. So in that example, you have to learn how to actually eat without wanting to eat to like cure all of your problems. Because the problem is not food. The problem is not diet. The problem is your emotions. I would say 99.9% of you that listen to this podcast, you are emotional eaters. Shit, it's probably 100% of you, let's be honest. Everybody that listens to this podcast is an emotional eater. And when you take emotion out of the equation and you just eat because you need to fuel your body, you can learn how to do that in any type of circumstance. We don't need to have a kitchen and a cutting board and new tools and a new planner and a new binder. And we don't need any of that. What you actually need is to work on what's in your head. What you actually need is to work on losing your emotional weight. You know, we don't need to have a freak fest around food every single time we go to eat. We don't need to like indulge and like fantasize about food every single time we go through a drive-thru. We just need to eat. And so you need to think about, what am I willing to do for the rest of my life? Do I like to eat grilled chicken? If your answer is no, then you need to figure something else out. If your answer is no, and you've never tried something, and you just made it up in your head, ugh, I don't eat those things, well, then maybe that's something you need to actually look into and try. But if you've tried things and you know this is not for me, I don't enjoy this, then it doesn't go in your plan. It doesn't go in your weight loss plan for the rest of your life. Period. So you have to actually prioritize what you want for yourself based on your schedule, your lifestyle, and your circumstances, okay? Because here's what happens. When we do not realistically prioritize our life and we just let life push us, there's like this invisible hand, right? Like this invisible hand is just pushing your back through life every single day. And it's that moment you wake up and go, oh my God, it's May. I can't believe it's May. I can't believe it's the first day of summer. Oh my God, the holidays are here. You are not prioritizing your life. And when you don't prioritize your life, you cannot be present. You cannot be in the moment. You cannot enjoy the small things because you're just running around like a chicken with its head cut off. And if you sit down every single month at the beginning of the month, at the very end of the month, somewhere right in that sweet spot, right? And you sit down and you write down and you journal out your priorities. And let me explain that to you. So here's what I do. I have a Google Doc. I love to do everything in my Google Docs because I can bring it on my phone. It stays on my laptop. It stays on my tablet. It goes everywhere that I go. I don't have to worry about losing it. I have a table in there. Just make a little chart, put some headers, and I say, okay, here are the things I wish I was doing this month. I wish I was doing right now. And it could be, for example, I wish I was walking every single day. I wish I had more time to be creative. I wish I, these are the shoulds. What do you, the things that you wish and that you think you should be doing, okay? And you write those things down. I wish I was, you know, eating at home more often. I wish I would stop eating out as much as I do, okay? And then that's one column. In the next column, you are going to write down, and I want you to get granular as hell about this. I want you to get as detailed as possible. These are the things that I do every single day or every single, you know, think about all from the time you wake up till the time you go to bed. What are the things that you're doing? And this is getting ready for work, getting the kids ready for school, making breakfast, driving them to school, driving them to dance, feeding the dog, going to work. It can be everything, the household chores, the appointments, everything that takes up mental real estate in your head needs to go on this list. Okay. The homework, the yard work, the calling the, you know, anything that you have to do, whether you do it or whether you make appointments for someone else to do it, it all takes up space in your head. And it all takes up time in your day. And I want you to write all of those things down or type them out, whatever you're more comfortable doing, okay? And then there's a third column. And I want you to put in this third column my current circumstances, okay? Circumstances are things that are out of our control. What do I mean by that? So, for example, for me personally, type 1 diabetes management for my daughter is a circumstance that I deal with 24 hours a day. I cannot change it. It will not change. It just is. So that is, oh, it's like I think about circumstances as, think about a computer. And on this computer, you have programs that run in the background to make your computer do all the cool things that it can do, right? You don't realize those programs are running because they just run automatically. That's kind of how I think of circumstances. And circumstances are not always permanent. They might just be a season of life. You know, so 2 years ago on this list, I would have had pregnancy and I would have had quarantine because 2 years ago in April, y'all know where we were at, okay? Other circumstances could be schedule. You know, on here I have my husband's schedule. You know, I work for myself. I work from home. I have more flexibility. He does not in his schedule, and his schedule affects everybody in the household because we need to plan around certain times, right? I have on my circumstances, Javi being 17 months old, right? Like that circumstance is going to change. But when you have a 17-month-old baby, you probably still aren't getting a full night's sleep every single night. It's very inconsistent. So things that are circumstances. So if you have a chronic condition, if you have something that you're dealing with that you take care of for other people, during the holidays, I will put the holidays in like a big category of circumstances. So you have three columns. You have your shoulds. I should be doing, I want to be doing, okay? This is the wish list. I wish, I should. You have, this is what I do every single day, and this is what I deal with, circumstances I'm dealing with in the background. So you have three columns, and I will tell you that your middle column, what I do daily, is going to be your longest one, because we all have a shit ton of things that are on our plate. And the point of doing this is you want to look at this list, okay? And you want to think about, all right, this is what my life actually looks like. And if you put exercise on your should column, cool, we can do that. But if you're then expecting to do P90X, you know, 90 minutes a day, and you're going to go hard 5 to 7 days a week, and you have a long, long list of things that you do every single day and really big circumstances that you're dealing with, we need to take it down a notch. We can still exercise, but we have to find other ways to prioritize that fit in our schedule. I hope this is like starting to make sense. I can certainly come on and do a Facebook Live and like screen share and show you guys in more detail. If that is helpful, please send me a message or let me know on Instagram or over in the group. Let me know if that's something that you would like for me to do. And then what I like to do from this list, it's like, okay, now I need to make a to-do list. What is my personal to-do list? What is my business to-do list? And what is like my family household to-do list? And how do I then prioritize all of those things based on my schedule? So if I know I want to start eating more at home, but I know, you know, 3 days out of the week, we're on the go during dinner time. I need to build that. That's what I'm trying to say, guys. I need to build that into my schedule so I'm not setting myself up to fail. I'm setting myself up to win. And when you, the reason why so many people won't do this and they won't set realistic expectations and priorities is they think that if they do that, they're throwing in the towel on their dreams. They're throwing in the towel on their goals. They think that they'll never be at their goal weight. You will never be at your goal weight so long as you keep trying to shove these unrealistic diets into your real life plans. If you go back to what I said earlier and you approach your life from, okay, you know what? I don't care how long it takes to lose the weight. But what I do know is this is the last time I'm going to lose the weight. When you think about it that way, it is a game changer, period. Think about that. If you created and structured your life in such a way that works for you, that doesn't work against you, that enables you to live a better, healthier lifestyle. And when we say healthy, I don't just mean weight loss and exercise. I mean mentally, emotionally, physically, all of them. When you create and structure your life in such a way that the weight will not come back on because of the way you have set up your lifestyle. This is the last, imagine this is the last time you ever have to lose the weight again. And you do it not from struggle, not from hustle, not from desperation. You do it from this place that just fits and it doesn't even feel like work because you're relearning how to take care of you. You're relearning how to think differently, how to break old rules that you've created, how to drop the emotional weight, how to lose the inner fat bitch chatter. That is the epitome of what the entire Irresistible You framework embodies, are all of those things. And you're learning how to manage your life and giving yourself grace in hard seasons and hard circumstances rather than beating yourself up that you can't do the Atkins diet while you're taking care of other people, running a business, working a 9-to-5, taking care of kids, taking care of parents, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And you start to celebrate what you're doing instead of punishing yourself for everything that you're doing. If you know you don't have time for breakfast at home in the mornings, then you figure out, okay, what's the easiest way for me to eat breakfast? I can get something and grab and go from home. Or if I know I got to hit up the drive-thru or I got to hit up the Wawa, what is an option? What is a choice? What is something that I can have? Because breakfast doesn't need to be a freak fest of like fantasizing, a fantasy fest of food. We don't need to have Fantasy Fest 2022 every single time we sit down to have breakfast, especially breakfast, for God's sakes. So when you do this, when you set realistic priorities, I am telling you will feel more in control. You will feel like there is not this invisible hand shoving you through the days. You will feel and know that you've got a grip on your emotions, and you're not going to let your emotions and your overwhelm and your stress dictate what it is you're going to eat. You have got to give credit to all the things that you are currently doing, because life is not just diets and weight loss. That is not who you are. That does not define you. That does not define your life. Your life is so much more complex than that. And we just think we gotta, if we lose this weight, it makes everything easier. And that's not true. Does losing weight make a lot of things easier? Yeah, it does. It makes a lot of things easier physically. But it does not solve your circumstances. It does not solve your child having a chronic condition. It does not solve you being in the middle of, the newborn 2-year-old years. It doesn't solve that. It doesn't solve a schedule. It doesn't solve taking care of sick parents. It doesn't solve, having a shitty boss. It doesn't solve those things. So you got to flip it because you're doing it backwards. You're doing it completely backwards. And instead of looking for a diet, you change the way you think about food. And the way that you change the way you think about food is to change the way you think about yourself. Because how you take care of yourself is a direct reflection of how you feel about yourself. And if you don't feel good about yourself, if you don't like yourself, chances of you fueling your body with things that are good for you, I seriously doubt it. Now, listen. This doesn't mean that we don't indulge. This doesn't mean that we don't sometimes celebrate with food. Again, real expectations. I have a real life expectation that I will not give up birthday cake. Sorry, not doing it. I will not give up birthday cake with buttercream icing, guys. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to sit here and eat that 7 days a week because then I would be applying for my 600-pound life. Seriously. Like, not to be funny, like, I'm serious. But I'm also not going to live a life where I have a watermelon cake for my birthday. Like, that is just asinine. So, if a diet is telling you, well, you can never have cake, you can't have sugars, you can't have these types of carbs, the question becomes, can I do this for the rest of my life? And for most of you, the answer is no. We are not bodybuilders. We are not prepping for a bodybuilding competition. And let me say, I don't personally know any bodybuilders, but I'm pretty sure they don't even eat the way that they eat for competition every single day. Okay? We need to start with ourselves. We need to start with our thoughts. We need to start with how we think about ourselves. And we need to look at our life in a realistic view. And that's why you do this, because when you try to think about your priorities and your expectations and your obligations and your responsibilities and your appointments, when you try to do all of that inside your head, it's impossible. The metaphor that I always use for that is I want you to think about your purse. And every woman's purse is like a disaster. There's receipts, there's snacks, there's makeup, there's leftover this, leftover that. We got all kinds of shit in this purse, okay? And when you need to sit down and clean that purse, right? When you can't find anything, you're trying to find something, you can't find it. Come to find out it's in there, but you're trying to find it by digging your hand in all the pockets and the zippers and the compartments, and you're getting frustrated because you can't find anything. The way that you have to do that is you have to take everything in that purse and you have to dump it out on the table. You have to dump out every single thing on that in that purse onto the table and take a look at it. And then organize it. Here's all the makeup stuff. Here's all the snacks. Here's all the money. Here's all the keys. Here's all the, random things that I might need when I'm out and about. And then, and only then, can you reorganize organize it back into the bag. You cannot see what you have when you try to do it while it's in there. It's the same thing with our heads. We cannot realistically take a view at our life until we sit down and we dump it all out and we go, okay, what are my priorities? If you work 12 hours a day, let's stop trying to fit into the meal planning diet, okay? That's just not real life. It's not real life because you have to be willing to do whatever it is you're doing the rest of your life. I can eat portion control, good choices, clean foods the rest of my life. I can do that. Right? And I have my list of things that I know that work for me. I know when I go to certain restaurants, the things that I know are going to work for me. So anyway, I'm going to wrap it up here. I can certainly share this template with you guys. I can go through a screen share. If that would be helpful to you, let me know. You can DM me on Instagram at irresistibleicing, or you can just post up in the free Facebook group and let me know what you think. And we can go from there. I hope you guys have an amazing week. Let's get things done. Let's make it the best week. Let's just go after our dreams and our goals and that life that we crave. Okay, guys? I will see you in the next one. Until then, stay irresistible. Bye.